So I'm here with Omar Shaban of the Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights Group. Omar, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So my first question is, were you able to see the movie The Case for Israel?
No, I was not able to see the movie. But I did read the book, The Case for Israel. And it's an interesting book. The viewpoint that Dershowitz presents is very interesting. I don't agree with anybody says, but it remains a viewpoint. It is something that I would expect from Alan Dershowitz, given, you know, his upbringing and, you know, Zionist mentality. To me, he's a person who is not willing to accept the other point of view as legitimate. He distorts history for his own political agenda. It is clear that he selects bits and pieces from history instead of, you know, providing the overall picture.
Can you give more examples of Mr. Dershowitz doing that?
Well, there's a point, actually my favorite discussion about the book happened between Finkelstein and Dershowitz in the famous debate. And Finkelstein outlines perhaps, you know, 25 times better than me the main mistakes in the book. And one of the most important mistakes in the book is the sources that he selects. Very non-academic, right? Which is something that you wouldn't expect from an academic like Alan Dershowitz. Some of the numbers he puts in the books, he wasn't even able to defend his viewpoint. Like, there was a point where he puts the wrong number about the Palestinians were ethnically cleansed from a certain village, and when Finkelstein asked him about that, he didn't have an answer. There is, like, some of the sources were absurd, as like Sony Pictures or something like that. You know, highly, to me, it's a, you know, very biased, very selective.
In my interview with Julian earlier on this week, he had mentioned that the initiative of setting up a dialogue between the Israel Awareness Group and the Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights Group. Has there been any movement on this?
It's interesting that he mentions that. In fall of last year, we did invite the Israeli club to have a debate on campus, an academic debate, and we said we will have Norman Finkelstein, very outspoken political scientist on the issue, and they can have anybody, you know, they wish to have, ranging, you know, Alan Dershowitz or whoever. And they initially, they didn't respond, they didn't reject, but afterwards they said, no, we're not going to debate Norman Finkelstein, because according to them, they don't want to legitimize his point of view. Of course, you know, it's not up to them to say whether his point of view is wrong or right. You know, he is a widely acclaimed academic. He has a PhD. He wrote several books. And, you know, his facts are not disputed even by his main enemies. But yeah, that's an initiative we provided, and that's an initiative they rejected. Later on, they did invite us over hummus and argila. Of course, we said we're not really interested in this type of dialogue.
In the film, Mr. Dershowitz makes the statement that most Israeli citizens are pro-Israeli, but then also pro-Palestinian, being in favor of the two-state solution. He then, however, goes on to say that most people that are pro-Palestine are not pro-Israel. Do you agree with this? What are your thoughts on this sentence?
It's interesting that he makes this us versus them dichotomy. To us, as a human rights club, there's no us and them. There's human rights. There is a Universal Declaration of Human Rights, United Nations resolutions, and international law. The convention, you know, relating to the status of refugees, relating to the status of stateless persons, you know, regarding, you know, the suppression and punishment of the crime of apartheid, and so on and so forth. And that's our framework of analysis. Anybody who's against us is a person who's against international law. If you are with international law, then you're with us, right? To me, there's nothing called pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian, right? I'm pro-human rights, pro the implementation of human rights, and pro-justice. Anything that's, again, outside the realm of international law is unacceptable, right? I'm not going to sit down and, you know, discuss, you know, the romantic views of fairness and justice and all that outside the realm of international law.
Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but thank you very much for coming in, Omar. It was a pleasure to see you.
All right, thank you very much.